For today's Dales discussion, I'm talking to local MP Patrick McLaughlin, who's recently been appointed Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster by the new Prime Minister Theresa May and has also been knighted. Congratulations on that. When do we officially get to call you Sir Patrick?
Well, thank you first for the congratulations. It's a great honour to have been awarded a knighthood, and I believe it's once it's announced. So technically from now, but as far as my constituents are concerned, I'm sure I'll still be Patrick McLaughlin.
As I said, Theresa May's recently appointed you Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster. Now, that's a grand title. What does it actually mean?
Well, it is a grand title, and one of the first things you're asked to do as Chancellor of the Duchy is sign all the powers over to the board that administers the Duchy of Lancaster. So
right.
All the lands, and there's quite a few bits. There's quite a few pieces of land which are fairly close to us, and Tutbury is all part of the Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster. And one of the things I found out with some surprise, reading the background notes which I was given on the job, is the Barmow Courts, which are situated in Wirksworth, all come under the Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster. So there's quite a bit to it. But it is a very historic title. It goes back to 1300s. So Winston Churchill, Clem Attlee were all Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster. So quite a Thomas More was Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster. So quite a history of people who've owned it. And obviously the job's changed a lot over that period of time. And one of the other things that it enables the Prime Minister to do is to ask you to undertake certain topics, certain subjects within the Cabinet Office, and obviously serve on a number of Cabinet committees and be Chairman of the party, so attending all the Cabinet meetings as well.
So when Chair of the party, I mean, you've been a whip in the past. Is it a disciplinary role? What's the actual role?
No, Chairman of the Conservative Party is basically the job. And when a party's in opposition, the leader of the party has a lot of time to dictate to running the party as well as being leader of the opposition. Obviously, when that person is Prime Minister and you're in government, then the time that the party leader has to sort of deal with the party is a lot restricted. So my job is to ensure that we're up and running and ready for the general election. But before that, next year we've got the county council elections, very important here in Derbyshire. We've got those across the country. We've got some mayoral elections in some big cities. So there's basically now every year we have a set of elections of one sort or another. So it's partly making sure that the party is ready for those elections and actively campaigns in those elections and looks after the way in which the party is organised and administered throughout the country.
And prior to this, you were Transport Secretary. The bid for the A515 bypass funding's just been submitted. You've been an MP here for 30 years. Do you really think that this project's ever going to come to fruition?
Well, I hope so. We got part of the bypass. That's the annoying thing. And if the County Council in those days had put in the bid for the other half of the bypass, it would have been built. At that time, they just would not put the bid in. So we've made some progress with the County Council, putting it in late. I don't know why they put it in late, because they were told by me that the fund that they're trying to bid into was available. It was something which was announced by George Osborne in the budget and the autumn statement last year, that we would have this schemes of national significance which could be bid for. So there will be competition. No planning work has been done for this, so I hope what I'm pressing for is that some money allocated so that the planning work can be done for it, because that's, you know, I mean, building a road is one thing, but actually before you build it, you've got the planning, you've got to get the lines right, you've got to consult on where you'd actually take the bypass. I've got my own ideas, but I very much hope that we can make progress on it, because the trouble for Ashbourne is it is a bottleneck, and, you know, big lorries going right through the centre of town. It is very disconcerting. So there is an obvious line. I hope it can be done.
Fingers crossed, having just got stuck behind a lorry trying to turn into the road the studio's on. And another big issue at the moment are the proposals to try and bring care closer to home for the elderly. Your Conservative colleague Andrew Bingham's been very vocal about wanting to keep beds open at the Cavendish in Buxton in the High Peak. The proposals could result in New Home Hospital in Bakewell closing. You were at one of those public meetings. What's your view?
Well, this is being led by the Clinical Commissioning Group. It's being led by doctors and nurses. And what's most important is the money that they've got, which is, you know, they have a budget of over £400 million, is spent to the best effects of the patients. At the moment, they're out to consultation. I've got some concerns with trying to bring everything into Chesterfield, as I expressed at that public meeting. But I am also keen that we get a lot more service into the community, available to local people. So it's getting that balance right. And we've got to listen to the professionals. I will listen to the professionals. They got some very robust responses at the public meeting I went to in Bakewell a few weeks ago, and let's see what they come forward with in due course.
Andrew Bingham's quite sceptical that this is, worried that this is a done deal and not a real consultation. Are you happy that this is a true consultation?
No, I'm content it's a true consultation. I've sort of met some of the doctors privately as well to talk about the schemes, and I understand the concerns that people face, but you know, we've got to work out the best ways we spend the money that we're giving to the health service, which is a huge amount of money.
And you can hear the second part of that interview later this week.